Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump is hosting Japan's prime minister at the White House at this hour. Trump threatened tariffs on Japanese goods if the U.S. trade deficit with Japan is not equalized. The president also defended his plan to have the U.S. take over Gaza.
I'm Linda Kenyon at the White House. President Trump is clarifying his plans for Gaza, saying there will be no U.S. troops and no U.S. money.
We wouldn't need soldiers at all. That will be taken care of by others. And the investments are taken care of by others also.
During a White House meeting with Japan's prime minister, the president also said his plan will bring stability to the region. How fast would he hope to act on it?
There's absolutely no rush.
Some 2 million Palestinians would have to be moved out of Gaza for the plans to advance, something that is opposed by the civilian population and many Arab nations.
Hamas has released the names of the 3 Israeli hostages it plans to release tomorrow. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports the FBI has given the Justice Department a list of the agents and employees who worked on January 6th investigations.
A Justice Department official in a memo to the FBI earlier this week wrote that agents who were simply following orders or carried out their duties in an ethical manner will not be subject to discipline. But the agents and their attorneys tell CBS News they're not convinced.
Chances are you know someone suffering from the flu. CBS's Alexander Tin reports cases are surging.
This winter's second wave of influenza infections is now at the highest level it has been on record since the peak of the 2009 swine flu pandemic. That's according to figures updated this week by the CDC, tracking visits to outpatient providers like urgent cares and doctor's offices.
The ousted chairwoman of the National Labor Relations Board, Gwen Wilcox, has filed a legal complaint claiming President Trump had no legal right to fire her. CBS's Jerika Duncan spoke with Wilcox.
Some might look at what the president did and say he has the right to do it. You're pro-union Democrat. You could stymie his agenda.
He does not have the authority to remove me based upon my views.
Another federal judge, this one in Boston, is considering a challenge to Trump's order ending birthright citizenship. Here's Massachusetts Attorney General Andrea Joy Campbell.
Newborn babies and children should never be political targets. And we will not allow the president to treat them as such.
Judges in Washington State and Maryland have already blocked Trump's order. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has ordered the shutdown of all live poultry markets in the New York City area after 7 cases of bird flu were detected.
People should not be concerned. Let me be clear. There is no immediate public health threat.
Those poultry markets will have to dispose of all their birds. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. Dow's down 402 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A standout student athlete from St. Cat's has been named a winner at the Super Bowl. Mariano Talamantes beat out 58 other nominees nationwide to win the NFL Latino Youth Honors Award. Talamantes was nominated by the Green Bay Packers. It could be a snowy Saturday for some. Higher totals are called for the further north you go. After this past week, where several area squad cars were totaled after ice impact, local law enforcement is trying to get people ready. Molly Jones leaves behind a legacy of dedicated public service in Racine. The news of the 2nd District Alderwoman's death came yesterday through a statement from the city. Details about a funeral and a memorial for Alderwoman Jones are still being worked out. A Racine plan to reduce recidivism is a spotlight story at RacineCountyEye.com. A jobs training program and how it helps to impact the community is being covered today at Racine County Eye. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks take on the Hawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks road trip continues after beating the Hornets in Charlotte. They're now in Atlanta to face the Hawks. In college basketball, the 21st-ranked Wisconsin Badgers take on a rival, the Iowa Hawkeyes in Iowa City. That one starts at noon tomorrow. NFL, Green Bay Packers quarterback Jordan Love was in New Orleans at the Super Bowl and was asked to describe how he thought the Packers' season went overall.
You know, I think the main theme of the season for us was just inconsistent. You know, I felt like it was some really good, and it was some just not consistent enough to be able to be one of those top offenses in the league. But, you know, we were able to generate a lot of explosive plays, and I think when we can keep building and keep honing in on all the details and just being that consistent offense like you see some of these offenses do, where they just go out and put up all these points every week and do the same stuff, I think that's where we need to get to.
As Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly sunny and pleasant today with highs nearing 30. Become cloudy tonight, falling to the mid-20s, and snow is likely tomorrow afternoon, with less than an inch of accumulation expected. Highs will flirt with the freezing mark in the low 30s. A few flurries still fly around at night, and it'll be sunny for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Stuart J. Waddles is here. And Stuart, do you have any phrases that, I don't know, maybe your kids came up with them as they were youngsters, and now it's just like everyday lexicon in your family? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, I do know what you're talking about. And there's been so many of them, it's tough to keep track of them. I mean, the current one is berserk. I've got a three-year-old that likes to have berserk after dinner.
Oh, berserk. Okay, instead of dessert, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The internet was asked to shell out those phrases to tell us what their kids are saying. And one of them was punami. That's what the parents call it.
What?
If your baby has an explosion, so to speak, in the diaper, it's called a punami.
Okay.
The punami.
That's okay.
Let's see. Mombi, a mom who looks like a zombie due to lack of sleep. That's a mombi.
Okay.
All right. iParenting is using an iPad or other tablet to keep a child quiet.
Yeah, that's just, I think, called parenting these days.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
So just take the eye off of it. It's not
iParenting. 5 minutes.
Let's see. Deja poo. That's when the baby's diaper is filled for the 20th time that day.
Ah, yeah.
And finally, threenager, a three-year-old throwing a teenage-style fit.
I've used that in the past several months.
Been there, huh?
brother, I've been there. But maybe we should make some T-shirts. This is good T-shirt stuff.
I love it. Make some money off of it. It's like Forrest Gump.
Yeah, you're gonna submit the request for the copyright on Toonami.
No, you can have that
one. You're going to write
that up. There's Stuart J. Waddles, who keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Why do you tell me a me about it, baby?
Just to let me down.
Racine's famous zoo, local news, and timeless hits.
Down. Oh, but I know.
And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And 1 week from today, Valentine's Day, you are running out of time, gentlemen. You know what you need to do? You need to get over to one of our sponsor locations and sign up for our timeless hits and timeless gifts giveaway. We've got you covered here. Flowers are covered from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Your sweetheart's sweet tooth is satisfied by the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. And, of course, that sparkle of jewelry from Rasmus and Diamonds and Racine. And, of course, a great date night, too, a great concert with Herman's Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater February 28th. Simply sign up at any one of our sponsor locations, but you don't have much time, just a couple of days, because we're going to pick a winner this Monday, February 10th, and call the winner with all the details. So here's what you do. Stop in at either Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, there at 75th Street and 30th Avenue, or at Rasmus and Diamonds on Washington Avenue in Racine, or the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. It's timeless hits and timeless gifts from your Valentine, WRJN.
Save big money on Menards' great selection of automotive products. Goodyear Reveal wiper blades have an all-metal frame for added durability. Their blades feature a precision-cut wiping element to ensure your windshield is streak-free. Plus, they're easy to install using a pre-attached universal adapter that fits most vehicles. Pick up Goodyear wiper blades on sale now through February 9th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Racine Youth Sports. Get your kids in the game with registrations now available for baseball and flag football leagues starting in the spring. Racine Youth Sports teaches good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, teamwork, and sports fundamentals in a positive and caring environment. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 sports registration certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff, they just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you got to stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high-interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, here's some good news. A report says U.S. obesity rates have dropped a little bit. Thank goodness. We were running out of pant sizes.
Lovely world it should be. Every
Beatles on WRJN. Don't forget, we've got UW Badger men's basketball for you tomorrow. Yep, tomorrow, pregame at 11, tip-off at noon as the Badgers take on Iowa. Matt LePay has the call of the game, and you can see our entire WRJN sports lineup for the week on demand at WRJN.com. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine kid has won big at the Super Bowl. Mariano Telementes of St. Catharines has been announced as the winner of the NFL Latino Youth Honors Award. He beat out 58 other students from across the country. Telementes, who was nominated by the Green Bay Packers, is being recognized for his excellence as a two-time team captain and Metro Classic Conference Defensive Player of the Year. The prize is a $25,000 grant. Telementes will participate in several events this weekend and has plans to play at Carthage in the fall. It could be a snowy Saturday for some. Higher totals are called for the further north you go. After this past week, where several area squad cars were totaled after ice impact, local law enforcement is trying to get people ready. Officials are reminding people about winter parking rules and that they should give themselves plenty of room to stop. You may have heard about how test scores were recently changed in Wisconsin. They may be changing back. Check out the Racine County Eye today to learn about the evolving process for pupils. Tis the season for sturgeon spearing. Lisa Hale has more about what's going on up north.
The yearly tradition starts tomorrow in the Winnebago system, and Wisconsin DNR biologists are expecting the harvest to be better this year than last. Of course, I'm talking about sturgeon spearing season. Last year, poor ice conditions made for a below-average harvest for the prehistoric bottom feeders. While water clarity isn't great this year, the ice conditions are much better, meaning the season is already off to a better start. Spearing starts at 7 a.m. and ends at 1 p.m. each day. The season will run for 16 days or until the safe harvest caps are met, whichever comes first.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly sunny and pleasant today with highs nearing 30. Become cloudy tonight, falling to the mid-20s, and snow is likely tomorrow afternoon, with less than an inch of accumulation expected. Highs will flirt with the freezing mark in the low 30s. A few flurries still fly around at night, and it'll be sunny for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 30.
Young and impatient we may be. There's no need to
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Here's today's edition of I Fought the Law. In 1974, during a tour of the U.S., members of Emerson, Lake & Palmer were arrested in Salt Lake City. After swimming naked in a hotel pool, they were each fined $75. Here's Bobby Fuller, and I Fought the Law on WRJN.
Everybody look what's going, we better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going, we better stop. Children, what's that sound?
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN, where we're proud to be a sponsor of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission Stay Safe Racine County program. Every month, we're going to be helping to promote guidelines for staying safe on our roads, everything from snowplow safety to emergency vehicle awareness. The program's aim, of course, is to promote safety.
Wearing your
local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. I'm sure you knew that, and I'm sure you knew that the late Paul Harvey is back on WRJN too, with archived episodes of the rest of the story, and it's all sponsored by Racine Disc Center. Online at racinediscscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey can be heard weekday mornings with Don Rosen. That's at 7:25 a.m. And then you can hear it with Dan Marcus just after the new news at 12:05. Now, if you miss Paul on the air, it's available on demand, too, at WRJN.com.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
This Valentine's Day, ignite the passion with a little help from In the Garden of Eden. From elegant lingerie to playful novelties, massage oils, lotions, and candles, they have what you need to keep those home fires burning. With their personalized service, you're sure to find the perfect way to make your partner feel truly special. Rekindle your romance and turn up the heat this Valentine's Day with In the Garden of Eden, 57th Street in downtown Kenosha, just west of 7th Avenue.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snow. Snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 23. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, maybe a little bit of snow. Look for a high of 32, up to 27, Super Bowl Sunday.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Toot, toot, toot. Looking out my back door. This giant doing cartwheels. Statue wearing. Listening to Buck Owens. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition provided by magician. Do, do, do.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. Yes, baby. Ooh. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Ooh, baby. I needed the shelter of someone's arms. And downs, and there you were, with sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotions. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. Without you in my life, everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them before. But you brighten up all my days with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. And I've been.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump is holding a joint news conference with Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba at the White House. Trump announced Japan's Nippon Steel will drop its $14 billion bid to buy U.S. steel.
They're doing it as an investment, no longer a purchase.
Okay.
I didn't want it purchased, but investment I love. And they're going to do a big investment, subject to getting the deal done.
And
they'll be doing a big
proof. Where the
I'm okay with that, sure.
The two leaders also agreed to counter Chinese economic aggression. There's a court hearing this hour on the challenge two unions have filed against the Trump administration's effort to dismantle USAID. CBS's Natalie Brand is at the White House.
President Trump alleged on social media that the agency has corruption at levels rarely seen before, saying, quote, close it down. Thursday, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, the acting administrator of USAID, took a more measured tone, saying the U.S. will continue to provide foreign aid, but in a way that furthers the interests of the United States.
If you don't have the flu, you probably know someone who does. The CDC says this year's flu season is the worst in 15 years. 12-year-old Alexandra Cantor of Ardsley, New York is suffering from it.
I think I caught the flu from a recent gymnastics competition because we were touching a lot of the same things.
From human flu to bird flu, Governor Kathy Hochul has ordered the closing of live poultry markets in the New York City area after bird flu was detected at some of them. CBS's Lilia Luciano in Queens says it's tough timing just ahead of the Super Bowl.
Chicken wings are a big part of it. It's extremely low.